This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I will stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Sometimes I start the show in the best of moods, end up in bad moods. Sometimes I start in bad mood, end up in good mood. As Rob Newman in the hall was telling me earlier, man, you're in a good mood now, you're in a bad mood to start the show. You know, I appreciate listeners that tune into this show because you're not looking for lies, you're looking for truth. And the truth hurts sometimes, but we got to admit that truth to get through the bad and, you know, make it a better world. So I appreciate you all going through this just like I'm doing it. And so many days at the end of the show, I've got like the most powerful stuff we had I haven't hit yet because I've already looked at it two or three times, and it's already gotten me pissed. You know, I'm almost tempted to, like, do, like, a six-hour show where I do research and see stuff for the first time. And, like, I play a clip or a listener sends a clip, and then we experience it at the same time together, you know what I mean? Because Russell Brand's a smart guy. He's been on the show before. He's a big listener. He makes some great points. But it makes me mad at Big Pharma they're doing this. But nevertheless, a lot of folks haven't seen this clip from his hit podcast yesterday. So let's go ahead and play it. Here's Russell Brand talking about Big Pharma and how it controls the government response, what they're trying to make mandatory. Here it is.
Again, a report in 2017 showed that with the exception of CBS, every American major media outlet shared at least one board member with at least one pharmaceutical company. That means there's literal physical crossovers between the media and pharmaceutical companies. The same human beings. Furthermore, drug companies spend $5 billion a year on advertising with these media outlets. Consider the amount of profits that Pfizer are likely to make from the vaccines. Moderna was a company in a lot of trouble before these vaccines came about. And Johnson & Johnson are going to need every penny they make from the vaccines to pay for lawsuits coming about as a result of their talcum powder causing cancer. And it does make me think, if they can't manage talcum powder, I don't know if I want them dealing with vaccines.
That made it easier for many scientists to dismiss the lab scenario as tin hat nonsense.
Doesn't it make you think what other things that are being dismissed as tin hat nonsense are also potentially true? Doesn't it make you realise that what's necessary from the media is not to toe the line in accordance with their big partnerships with pharmaceutical companies and their relationships with government, but to commit themselves to truth? Otherwise, you can't trust them on anything.
And again, I want to thank the listeners for keeping us on air, because without you, we wouldn't have influenced Russell Brand. And I'm not bragging to go, oh, I helped wake up Russell Brand back when he was married to Katy Perry. But that's what he told me. First, I got told it by Katy Perry's dad wanted to come on after they'd already gotten divorced. And I guess Russell kind of tried to wake her up. She ran off and got into the occultism and stuff. But Russell woke up for my show. Came on the show, we've done interviews, hung out before, but the point is that it was this broadcast 10, 11 years ago that woke up Russell Brand, and now, where is Russell Brand today? And again, if you weren't spreading the word, if you weren't supporting us, this wouldn't have happened. So pretty much anybody we play a clip of is fighting hard. Most of the doctors and scientists we get on, what first woke you up? Well, your show. Or Chris Sky, what woke you up? Your show. It's not my show. It's the guests. It's the callers. It's the reach. It's you breathing life into this broadcast that got all of that information out. By the way, Russell Brand's like an NBA player. He's so damn tall. Yeah, this is one of the interviews I did with him. So when it turns to me, I was like a midget. I am like 5'10", 5'11". I stand up straight, but I'm not into how tall I am. But that's just another example, ladies and gentlemen, of how important you are and how you don't think you're doing something big when you email your family with a video clip or you share a link or you tell somebody about freeworldnews.com. But when you do it, you certainly do take action and change the world. In fact, this little short segment, we should put one of my interviews with Russell Brand on the end of that, because that stuff's been taken off YouTube. We can find it. I didn't know we had it. Wow, they just found it over there. We should tag that Russell Brand interview by Alex Jones interview up and put it at band.tv because what is old is new. All right, stay with us back in 60 seconds.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The world is awakening big time. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, June 10th, Global Transmission. Well, here is the Australian Member of Parliament, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who's supposedly a conservative and does a lot of stuff against China and supposedly against carbon taxes, but he's let the globalist lockdown happen. He has accepted so much evil. And now here he is saying you're going to have a vaccine passport to leave your house, to have a job, to travel, and it's going to be attached to a government wallet. So now what you buy and what you sell and what you do will be attached to this wallet, and then once that's adopted, they'll phase out all the other currencies. That's what I told you years ago. That's what Klaus Schwab admits on French TV, is the plan, a digital wallet, and then RFID sewn into your clothes, and then implantable microchips under a world medical ID. That's the holy grail for the global social credit score. So it doesn't matter if he keeps China out of Australia. Australia just becomes communist China by extension, the big tech takeover. So Scott Morrison is really a big, big problem. And if Canada and Australia and so many other countries fall to this digital ID control system, they will make us adopt it as well. So we're all Australians today. Here is the Prime Minister.
Vaccination certification, and this has been a topic of some conversation over the past month, the vaccination certification is already present within the Services Australia system, but it will soon be available through the Medicare app and ultimately in the form of a digital wallet that can be used by citizens. That will be available in July. There is already the Medicare reference that you can get through the Medicare app, which we anticipate to be available this month.
So he just slides it out there like it's no big deal. Digital wallet, digital tracking, digital control, cashless society, social credit score for a fraudulent virus, a power trip, a fake PCR test, ongoing martial law in major cities. If one person gets COVID, if one person gets a cold, one person gets a flu, it's tyranny. It's total scientific control. Well, Terry Baudet is a member of parliament over in the Netherlands, and I'm going to have to read the transcript here or read the subtitles. We need to get him on the show, but if he can speak English. But yeah, I can hear a lot of what he's saying, I guess in that mix of French and German that is what they speak in the Netherlands. But here he is. This man spells out exactly what's happening now based on global plan created 10 years ago, Operation Lockstep, now being covered by Laura Ingraham. So I'll read this as fast as I can. If I mess it up, it's okay, listeners. No, I'm not doing that on purpose. Just keep rolling it for TV viewers. People can go to Infowars.com and they can see him lay it out for themselves. But I'm going to try to read this in live time with the captions. Go ahead and roll it. In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation, one of the most influential NGOs in the world, developed scenarios for the future of technology and international development. This report In this report, the Rockefeller Foundation describes
the Rockefeller Foundation het zogeheten
the lockstep scenario that describes an impending global pandemic and its aftermath. According to the scenario, and I have it here with me, the Chinese would start with mandatory quarantine for all citizens and
an
immediate and almost hermetically sealed closure of all borders. National leaders across the world would reinforce their power with laws, regulations, and restrictions, from mass mandates to the body temperature checks at the entrances of train stations, airplane buildings. It's all in here.
Maar daar houdt het niet eens mee op.
But it does not stop at that.
Lockstep
scenario, there is a great deal more than awaits us. Even after the pandemic was over, write the researchers, the authoritarian control and surveillance of citizens and their activities remained and was even intensified. In this report from 2010, they even hinted at climate lockdowns exactly what we are beginning to talk about right now. And now I quote, to protect themselves from problems and become even more global from the pandemics and transactional terrorism to clear climate crisis, increasing poverty, leaders from across the world seize more and more power. The report also foresaw how people would react to these measures, regrettably, just like now when people cheer when they are vaccinated and post pictures of their jabs on social media. It's all in the report, and I beg for a COVID passport anticipated the writers of the lockstep scenario. Begging. That
the meer gecontroleerde wereld
is the idea of a more controlled world would gain
veel
widespread acceptance among the populace.
Burgers gaven vrijwillig.
Citizens willingly gave up a part of their sovereignty and their privacy. Stability citizens tolerant and eager to be subjugated to a more top-down management. National leaders had more freedom to bestow order in the ways than they saw fit.
Dat dit zou leiden tot een
this would lead to a digital passport or something they had foreseen.
Ook al voorzien. In 2010,
Rockefeller Foundation could
de huidige technologische stand van zaken
now entirely anticipate the current technological advances. But even they would already have thought heightened surveillance would lead to a biometric ID for all citizens. Currently, this is already beginning.
In onze papieren
integrated into our passports.
Digitaal vaccinatiepaspoort is daar alleen maar een aanvulling op.
I would take 13 years for the public,
according
to the Rockefeller Foundation, to become fed up with the amount of control
and the controle and the absurde
and the absurd power fantasies of the rulers. I hope that the Rockefeller Foundation has proven wrong. On that account, and their predictions have come true, but I really hope they're wrong on this account. I would hope that there will be a moment that we all wake up and that we realize this is a collective psychosis. That locking down of the entire country and half the world for 1.5 years became a flu variety is insane. That walking around with those silly, useless masks on is insanity, and that we conform to the completely senseless businessing rules that we will have businesses are so hit pause. Bob, the guy reads faster than I do. Back it up to 20 seconds. So I thought I could keep up with this, but I just am. He talks faster than I do. So it's okay. Talking fast comes with high intelligence, and he's reading off the transcript. So let's put it back up, and I'll try to read what he's saying. This is so important right here. For 1.5 years because of a flu variety, it is insane that walking around with those silly, useless masks is insanity that we conform ourselves to. That those completely senseless distancing values that we have, our businesses, our society, our lives have been destroyed. Yeah, it's martial law. That we have held back effectively, primary medicines, such as ivermectin, only to give those experimental vaccines, the study of approved vaccines as soon as we could. That we now ramble on about how the infections are decreasing. Whilst at the exact same time last year, like it does every year, and that it will happen again this autumn, exactly when the new lockdowns come. Arrives and new infections occur. And now we pretend it happens because of COVID-19, while that the thing that we use to call the flu has completely disappeared. I hope that we will realize that with the hysteria about this. Chinese flu as the pretext. Back it up again. Since we're going to do this, just back it up. Take the cube down, please. Chinese flu as a pretext. An entire infrastructure has been built. Yeah. This infrastructure is the takeover plan. Continue. An infrastructure that can be used again at any moment due to any occurrence. Lockdowns, mass social distancing. No more traveling, no handshakes, ridiculous. Experimental jabs. The COVID phase has been a practice to train obedience. Wow, really kick-ass information, and we'll post that. I should probably do a better job of it, but I did it live on air. Great job of the crew. Matt Bracken takes over. InfoWarsStore.com. Only you can defeat the globalists. Only you can spread the word about this broadcast. Only you can get great vitamins and minerals you need for your own immune system now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll be right back with Matt Bracken, then the War Room, 3 p.m. Central.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jones back here while we're working on some technical difficulties with Matt Bracken, who was able to disconnect. So via the great magic of Skype and computers, we'll be handing the baton to the former Navy SEAL and best-selling author, EnemiesFarAndDomestic.com, here in a moment. But here's another big article at InfoWars.com I said I'd get to that I wasn't getting to that's just as important as anything we've covered in the last week. Florida urologists find signs of infertility and prostate cancer in men jabbed with the COVID-19 vaccines, which they warned you up front it would take all the tissues, testicles, prostate, breasts, uteruses, ovaries, that are associated with similar proteins because they're fast-growing cells, ovaries, all this stuff, uterus, testicles, and cause an autoimmune response, a swelling, which they then call cancer. So what the doctor's saying is already in the literature. So here it is.
Joe Rabinowitz is asking all of his patients to keep track of when they received the COVID-19 vaccine after linking the shot to elevated PSA levels.
I have seen patients' PSA to be falsely elevated for at least 6 weeks after getting the vaccines.
PSA levels are looked at with a basic blood test, and elevated levels are typically found in men with prostate cancer. But PSA can be falsely elevated due to a number of conditions.
Other things that can cause elevation or an increase in the PSA are, for example, a urinary tract infection or a vigorous exercise in any other condition or illness.
New anecdotal findings show that men who get the vaccine and then have their PSA levels also show a spike.
I was seeing patients that were coming in with a history of having a stable PSA, and all of a sudden the PSA had risen.
The urologist looked back to see if any other patients had similar issues and soon connected the dots.
Sure enough, I've had a few patients that have had the vaccine shortly before the PSA.
Dr. Rabinowitz says that his patients were initially alarmed, but after retesting weeks later, his patients' PSA levels normalized.
These are the results of a patient who will remain anonymous. As you can see, the person's PSA levels remain stable at 0.4, but a month later, after taking that vaccine, that person's levels raised 9 times to 3.4. After retaking the test one additional time, after that, they fell back down to 1.5.
The findings are similar to physicians who were concerned after finding swollen lymph nodes when women went for a mammogram soon after vaccination.
Certainly this is not the reason for people not to get the vaccine, and that's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying is to take into account the effect the vaccine can have.
The month of June is Men's Health Month, an important reminder to stay on top of appointments, as prostate cancer, for example, is the most common.
All right, let's stop right there. So, oh, no, like Ben Stein said, I almost died but still take it, and people's family died of the vaccine, oh, still take it. And yeah, it shows a chemical that means you got cancer, and they told you up front it's going to make your uterus swell up and all this, but it's okay. It's causing heart attacks and death, but hey, it's approved by the FDA, yeah, under an emergency authorization by a guy, Bill Gates, that says he wants to depopulate you and your family. I know this. If your cells aren't getting the vitamins and nutrients they need, any virus can go in and manipulate their replication and take them over. Just like when your whole body is weighed down and you're malnourished, you die easier and or you get sick easier. So many people are getting sick from whatever because they're malnourished. That's why sunlight, water, prayer does stuff for your immune system. Getting closer to God, higher resonance in your consciousness, touching God. Studies show that. And vitamins and minerals and all the basic things. And listen, I've been promoting vitamins and minerals long before COVID-19 came along. Just like I promote clean water and air. You need water and air, you die in like 5 minutes without air. You die about a week and a half without water, about a month without food. Because what's food have in it? Nutrients. Well, the supplements we sell are concentrated nutrients. We have the new multivitamin from Whole Food Sources. We have the new vitamin D3 from Whole Food Sources, and we have the new Super C 1,100 times the daily allowance, or 1,100% of your daily allowance with the zinc. All those 40% off InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, or get them 25% off individually, and that funds the information war. So if you just buy products you already need from a place that supports freedom, it's a win-win. So if you've been on the fence about ever buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, I ask you to do it today. If you've already bought products before and liked them but didn't reorder, get them today. Or even if you don't want to buy products from us, go to InfoWarsStore.com, click on the support button, or InfoWarsStore.com, click on the support button, and we've got donations there. Recurring donations, one time. We need your support. See the support us link right there? Because I've got a lot of stuff I can do that will really hurt the globalists, but I need a lot of capital to do it. We have to run our own infrastructure. So please visit, support us. You can see the different sponsors, the different sites. And also, I guess unless they've updated it, there was a site right there for a donation. So is that even there anymore? My God, I just sometimes wonder. Can we go back to the top real quick? Or just keep scrolling down? Well, where is that linked? Because I see it. Can we go back? Let's just go back. Where did you get the support us thing? So click the support us right there. Because listeners ask me why it's so hard to find sponsorship, and hell, I can't find it. Oh, it's called sponsorships, okay, under the Support Us link. And so, yeah, that's what you call it. So sponsor us right there at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, whatever you do, take action. I thank you all for your support. Okay, Matt Bracken is in the saddle. He's ready to go straight ahead. And as I said, the war room is 3 p.m. Central. We're fighting harder than ever. You're fighting harder than ever, but you've got to realize you're not 10% of the equation. You're not 50% of the equation. You're like 99%. We could sit here all day in a dark cave, nobody hearing us talk about this, have no effect. You take action on this information, we win. So do it now, and I thank you for all our own common good. All right, Matt Bracken takes over.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, I'm sorry there's some kind of a technical hassle with my camera output today. So until we can get this fixed, we're going to just go with my voice. I had some ideas about this, the whole COVID-19 and the vaccine push, which I'm a boomer. I'm a late boomer, born in the late 50s. I lived through everything from as a baby, you know, McCarthyism, you could say even. And I've never seen a propaganda push like getting everybody injected with this experimental gene therapy. Never in my life. Nothing even close. This is in some ways scarier than the Soviet Union. I know that they put political prisoners in gulags and they put some political prisoners in psychiatric institutes, but I don't remember them ever forcing an experimental drug on their entire population. At the end of the Second World War, the world was pretty horrified to find out what the Nazis had been up to, including in the area of medical experimentation on obviously unwilling and unconsenting prisoners in their concentration camps. So part of what the Nuremberg Tribunal came up with was what's called the Nuremberg Code. And this is almost, you could say, like passed down from the mountain like Moses with the Ten Commandments. This was black and white, you know, black letter law for what would be considered illegal, immoral, and unethical forever to force people to do. And the experimental mRNA COVID jab would absolutely be considered coming under an experimental drug. It's never been released. The FDA was bull rushed into signing it. If you've ever seen the video of the conference call between the FDA guys, it was basically shut up. We're going to approve this today, no matter what. And I think that this will go down as one of Trump's biggest mistakes, being pushed and rushed into what he was very proud of, calling it Operation Warp Speed. But I think that he was really suckered. You know, maybe as a businessman, he trusted the big pharma companies, and maybe for sure he trusted our own government bureaucrats way too much. But it's obvious, just like Fauci has always been pushing gain-of-function research, even when it was banned from the United States of America as being too dangerous, he snuck money into the Wuhan lab to continue this gain-of-function research. In 2012, he even said, paraphrasing, that the risks of doing it are outweighed by the potential knowledge gained. The risk of a pandemic is not as important as the knowledge gained. Kind of reminds me of eating from the tree of knowledge. You know, the man's fallen nature, the hubris of Anthony Fauci. I think he's trying to go down in history as one of the greatest medicos, up with like Pasteur and Jenner and Salk. You know, one of the most famous medical breakthroughs would be on his watch, and he just was willing to take any chance. This thing got out. It was then weaponized by the Chinese. They let people fly out, and even last January and February, when this pandemic was just getting out, Fauci was standing up there and saying it was definitely a zoonotic origin, while he was at the exact same time trying to squelch the knowledge about the lab gain-of-function research. So the Nuremberg Code was designed to prevent things like this, but I don't think they ever dreamed that it would be so-called vaccines given literally to billions of humans. And this is not a vaccine by any definition before 2020. This is an experimental injection. And I'm going to read from the Nuremberg Code now. It says the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be situated to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or any other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. This, none of this was done. This was all based on lies. The entire thing was based on lies. They lied about it not being gain of function, a bioweapon. Now they're lying about the injection, calling it a vaccine. They rushed this thing through. It's not a vaccine. It's a messenger RNA synthetic injection. It's a synthetic molecule whipped up in mega doses in big pharma labs and shipped out to the world. And don't fall for the idea that the vaccine is free. The vaccine is not free. We are paying for it with our own tax dollars, and we're going to pay for it later with our health. Now, I have not taken it, and I won't take it. And the most disgusting thing is watching it being pushed down in age. In Florida, they're giving it to 15-year-olds, and soon they're going to be giving it to 5-year-olds. 5-year-olds cannot give consent for something that could sterilize them, give them brain bleeds, give them myocarditis. I mean, this is just an unbelievable thing that's happening for the greed of the big pharma companies, and I believe also for Bill Gates' ulterior motive of population control. You know, if you watch one of the most important documentaries I've ever seen in my life is by James Corbett of the Corbett Report called Who is Bill Gates? Bill Gates has been about this for his entire life. He's been trying to inject people with bogus vaccines for decades. And he's very involved in this, not only from the medical side, but from the data analysis side. They're trying to get tagants into these vaccines where they'll be able to tell who is and who isn't vaccinated and with which variety of vaccine just by scanning your arm. I mean, this is no joke. This is happening. I would urge everybody to watch James Corbett Report. Now, going back to the Nuremberg thing, it says that the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results for the good of society, unprocurable by other methods, okay? That means when they suppressed the efficacy of hydrochloroquine and ivermectin and other therapeutics, they did this knowingly. They sentenced millions of people to die by forbidding doctors to prescribe known beneficial therapeutics so that they could push these fake vaccines through with an emergency use authorization. The only way they could get the emergency authorization is by claiming that there was no other therapeutic. This was a lie. And at some point, people are going to have to pay. Now, I've watched some amazing videos also lately by a Dr. Michael Yeadon. I think it's spelled Y-E-A-D-O-N. He's a Brit. He worked for Pfizer for 16 years and became a senior vice president. When he left Pfizer, he started his own company, which a few years later he was able to sell for $370 million. Now, why is that important? It's important because he doesn't care.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Got it worked out. You know, there's maybe nothing, it's hard to imagine anything more important, dangerous, vital than this injection being forced on us. Here in Florida, fortunately, we have a governor with some backbone, and he has stood up, for example, to the cruise ship industry, which is a major industry in this state, and said, no, you will not force people to take the vaccines if you want to do business in Florida. But this is obviously going to be a major battle because in the other corner of the United States, in Washington State, headquarters of Amazon, Amazon employees, and I don't just mean the drivers, I mean the package handlers, the shippers, they're now being forced to take the vaccine. Not quite forced, but the people that have had the vaccine, and I mean not honor system, they have to prove they've got the vaccines. They get a special green stamp on their ID badge that's visible all the time. Anybody who hasn't been vaccinated has to wear a mask, sort of like the lepers and the, you know, the clean and the unclean, and the lepers and the healthy people. This is really disgusting. Well, Amazon does a lot of business in Florida, so it's going to be interesting to see how this trickles down, you know, to every town in the United States. Personally, I won't take it no matter what. I mean, these spike proteins that are injected into your body, the plan for the spike protein they're not just going into your lung tissue to block future wild COVID. This messenger RNA that builds these spike proteins in your body, these go into your brain and other blood cells, causing these clots and bleeding. I mean, this is a horrible thing. They also go, you know, into the testicles, the ovaries. It's hard to imagine anything good to come out of this, especially when they say, even if you've been vaccinated, you know, you still should wear the mask, or even if you've been vaccinated, you shouldn't be around other people. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They're doing this to the military, too, saying if you don't get vaccinated, you can't go on leave, you can't deploy. They're basically making second-class citizens out of the unvaccinated, and it's for no good purpose. But now, while we're all watching the COVID so closely, something else is happening in our country that's maybe long-term even more dangerous, like a house where, you know, we're looking out the window while the cellar is flooding and a mudslide is coming, because we're all staring at the shiny object, and it's a dangerous shiny object, you know, COVID and the jab. But we are being invaded. We are literally being invaded. 2 million per year is the new estimate. This is why Kamala won't go to the border. This is why she's talking about climate change in Guatemala and root causes. The Democrats are welcoming this invasion. The problem is, the people that are invading will never be loyal to this country. They're coming for purely mercenary reasons from all over the world. They're not just coming from the Northern Triangle. They're coming from all over South America. They're coming from as far away as Bangladesh and Romania. People are flying to Central America and to Mexico to cross the border. These are people that are being paid with NGO money, most of which you could link back to Soros. Somebody from Bangladesh getting off the airplane in Ecuador, you know, and then getting transportation all the way to the American border. This is not just happening organically. This is being funded. And the purpose of it is to wreck America. The one thing that is absolutely certain about the illegals that are being welcomed by the Democrats and then bust an airplane all over America, the one thing for sure about them is that they're going to vote Democrat, because the Democrats will promise to keep the borders open and let the rest of their family in. So there's no chance these people will ever vote Republican. They will not only vote Democrat, they will multiply exponentially, because their main goal in life will be to get the rest of their family into the country, and that chain migration never, ever ends. But worst of all, and this is very knowing by the Democrats, these are not the brightest people in the world. We're not getting the doctors and architects from Bangladesh. We're getting people who are not really functional in a modern technological society. You know, unfortunately, a lot of life really does boil down to IQ. And that might sound harsh or cold, or everybody's raised with these, you know, airy-fairy, you know, oh, there's all kinds of intelligence. Well, let me tell you, the United States military won't even take a recruit with an IQ of under about 86, because he's just not worth training. You can spend months to teach him to take a rifle apart, and he'll probably still, you know, mess it up. So the U.S. military, well, until now, of course, now they're recruiting anybody with a pulse, especially if they're, you know, from the left and have lived an alternative lifestyle. But until very recently, the U.S. military was very practical about this. The people that are coming from countries where the IQ, the average IQ is below 85. We do not need more street sweepers. We have more than enough of our own. And there are no countries on the planet, no democracies, rather, on the planet that have an IQ of under about 95 that are successful countries. Once you drop below around 95, every nation that has an election becomes a farce. It becomes Venezuela. Because basically, morons will always vote for the, you know, the budding dictator that promises them free stuff. They're not smart enough to understand that there is no free stuff money tree. So the Democrats are deliberately dumbing down our country, you know, not only with the curricula in our schools for the last 30 or 40 years, but they're now doing it by deliberately importing people who will never be smart enough to contribute to our society, because we have enough dummies in our country. More dummies in our country means our IQ is sliding down and down and down. Meanwhile, the IQ in Japan, Korea, and China is still over 100. This is why they have functioning societies. The average person in Japan or Korea, or increasingly even China, gets it. They understand the value of education, of discipline, and thrift. People that, you know, countries where the IQ begins to just slide down into the lower regions, wind up eventually, if you just correlate IQ to national success, and it's like a very strong correlation, like a one-to-one correlation. The dumbest countries in the world, like Somalia, are the most dysfunctional. The countries with the highest IQ have the highest GDP. And there's one glaring case that's really important that has very important ramifications. China has a relatively high IQ. They probably exaggerate, but it's still, I would almost certainly say it's still over 100. And with 1.4 billion Chinese, the number of really smart Chinese with IQs over 120 and 130 is in the hundreds of millions. That means hundreds of millions of engineers, of future computer scientists, of future mining engineers and all kind of technological experts. As these people are educated and have a higher standard of living, meanwhile, America is importing millions of essentially, borderline morons who will only vote for more free stuff. You can see these trends, how they're going to pull away. 1.4 billion Chinese, led by a brain trust of hundreds of millions of what we would consider geniuses, we're not going to compete with them when our IQ is dropping below 95. We are on our way to third world status. And on the way to third world, we're going to probably go through a couple of little rough patches. Obviously, the left appears to be gearing up for some kind of genocide. I've also never seen in my life anything like the constant anti-white rhetoric. This rhetoric isn't just something that's an academic issue to talk about on television. This is having real-world consequences. When you see pictures of minorities, particularly blacks, just walking up to white people or Asians and punching them, this is something new. This is really accelerating. They're hearing every day, constantly, white people are evil oppressors. And we're going to reap the whirlwind for this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.